Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we pray that you would soften our hearts and our minds, that we might be inspired by you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So it's nearly my second anniversary here as rector. Can't quite believe it, actually. But I'd like to thank everybody for playing their part in the health and life of these congregations. And if you're new to St. Mary's, then a welcome. There is a place for you here, definitely. But the journey is longer than any of us can remember. This is an 800-year journey that this church has been on. Oliver has calculated that this might be our 800th year, or maybe next year is. And so we appreciate everybody, really, who has come before us. And we now need to look forward to the next 800 years of this church, bearing in mind that the journey that we'll be on for part of that will be subject to what Francis was talking about this morning, that we can trust God for all of our concerns. Bishop Stephen is encouraging us to be generous and visible as churches, generous and visible people of Jesus Christ. And he wants us to engage, grow, and deepen. What does that mean? Well, it means engage with those around us, being salt and light in our communities and in our neighborhoods and our workplaces. To grow by inviting everyone to take a good look at Jesus and to take the step of becoming a follower of Jesus and to join the Christian family here. And then to deepen by investing our time, nurturing our own faith through prayer, reading the Bible, and coming together to worship on a Sunday. By praying, by giving financially to the church, and by serving. So engage, grow, deepen has become our vision under Bishop Stephen. The next 12 months are pretty important for us here at St. Mary's because we're hoping to start a number of things. And I'd like to just briefly look at two of those and then take a more in-depth look at a third one. The first one is that we intend to take a really good look at the health and vitality of our congregations, and particularly the 1030 congregation here, to ensure that it continues to be healthy, continues to grow, as it has over the last few years. We've welcomed more young families recently, more younger adults, and we're more representative of the Ely population, which is good. But it's important that we see this as the start of the journey and not the very end. So I'm hoping to create a leadership team for this 1030 congregation, which will look at the vision and approach and direction of the congregation, to have a bit of a hand on the tiller, if you like, or grasping a punting pole, or whatever it is, but enabling us to choose a direction under God to go, to look at how we go about including more of our friends and neighbours, how we will share our faith and our joy in Christ with others, how we will increase still further the value we have as a community in God's kingdom, how we deepen our faith and our commitment to Jesus. I've offered a similar challenge to the 9 o'clock congregation as well, so that together we create a vision for how we grow the whole St. Mary's worshipping community from maybe the 2% of Ely's population that it is at the moment to say 10% if we dream. Imagine we wouldn't squeeze five times as many people in this service. We'd have to do something a little bit different. But that would be a dream that we'd love to have. So that's the first thing, that we make sure that we have a hand on the tiller or the punting pole for the 10:30 service. The second thing is that we are looking to transform this building, and we've started a journey already to do that. And we want to transform it back into the beautiful and functional building that it has been in the past. To open the doors so that it can be appreciated and utilised 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, instead of the current average of about 1 hour a day that it's currently open for. To remove all the clutter and to refurnish it with the type of furniture that it was originally designed to hold, to complement its beauty, to enable the building to be open and functional for the next 100 years. And I'm going to be speaking a lot more on that in 2 weeks' time. So if you come back in a couple of weeks, I want to do a little bit more in depth on our building and what it means for our worship and for our mission in Ely. So please do come back in a couple of weeks' time and I'll speak a little bit more on that. So the first two things are the vibrancy of this congregation and the building itself. But the thing I want to talk about this morning and focus on is creating a new congregation in North Ely. It was on the job description I was given when I applied for the job. It was in black and white. And when I went for my interview with Bishop Stephen, he looked me in the eye to make sure I was deadly serious about starting a new church plant, as it was called, in North Ely. And today, what I want to do is just explain what we mean by that and how it will affect St. Mary's and why we're even thinking of doing it in the first place. Well, over the next 7 years, something approaching 10,000 people will be moving into the brand new houses in the north of Ely. So a whole swathe of land on the north of Ely will be built on. At the moment, they're building the school. There's nothing else being built at the moment, as far as I know, but there's a school being built. But it's in that area of Ely. North Ely on its own will be 5 times the size of the average parish in the UK. So, for example, it'll be 6 times the size of Streatham. So we can see numerically why we might want to take it seriously. But what exactly are we talking about? Well, we believe we're being called to send a small group of people. We heard this morning how Jesus sent pairs of people, and 72 in all, to visit various towns and villages where he wanted to offer the gospel. But we'll be sending a small group of people to start a weekly service or event in North Ely. It will gather in the new primary school that's being built, the Isle of Ely Primary School, probably at tea time on a Sunday afternoon to begin with. It'll be very informal, it's bound to involve food, and it'll have a family focus. Because it's in the school, it'll have plenty of room to expand and for the children's work. Where we were before, Debbie and I saw a church expand from about 25 adults to about 260 people by the time it was ready to plant again. There will be a leaders team, and I forgot to ask the team, most of whom are here this morning, if I could mention their names, so I'm going to take a deep breath and do that. So it's going to be led by Stephen Dove, who is our lay pioneer minister, who most of you will know. Graham and Yvonne Biss are also going to be involved, along with Joe and Sharon Grogan, Rachel Hilditch for a while, Pete and Anna Gardner, and my wife, Debbie. That will be the leaders team, but others have committed to go on the journey. Amanda and Brian are on the journey, and a number of other people are thinking about it, which is great. So when the first houses become available, Stephen Dove will be one of the first residents. We're going to buy a house, sell his house, and buy a new one on the new development. The bishop has committed to that. He even wrote in the Ely Times about it, so that's good. And Stephen's house will become the focus for our work. It'll become a place of welcome and a place where we can do a bit of networking from, share information, newcomers' packs can be delivered from, and so on. And Stephen's also been invited to be a governor of the new school, which is great news. Our reading from Acts gives us a few clues about how this might start to look. It describes a new church, a church plant, if you like, in Antioch, which is in Syria. And more modern-day Syria. And it was created by a group of actually refugees at that time, ironically enough, from places like Jerusalem and as far afield as Cyprus. People who are fleeing the tyranny, Christians especially, who are fleeing the tyranny of the Roman Empire. And Antioch has a lot of similarities with North Ely. It was an economically vibrant place. It was a centre of commerce. There were lots of modern trades there. And you can imagine that in North Ely, many people will be moving in because they want work in the science parks in Cambridge and the technology areas in the north of Cambridge. Antioch was cosmopolitan, it was multinational, and it's quite likely that North Ely will be. The last time we lived on a housing development, the church we planted had 12 nationalities in it within a few months. There might even be some Syrian refugees, of course. The new church in Antioch shared their faith with Jews and Gentiles alike. A great many non-Jews were interested in what the Christians had, in the good news. That's why Barnabas, in our reading, sent for Paul, who was becoming a bit of an expert in sharing the good news with people who hadn't heard it. So we feel God is calling us to a similar mission in North Ely. Although some Christians might join this church plant, it's primarily a place for those yet to find Jesus, to discover him for the first time, And the team we're sending definitely have the gifts that are required to do that. The Christians in Antioch had great humility. They surrendered themselves to God and allowed God to fill them with the Holy Spirit. And we're encouraging our team to do the same, and they've already started. The Christians in Antioch took their Christian values with them, but they engaged with the culture of Antioch. They were a small group, so they didn't sort of submerge Antioch with their culture. They engaged with it, and they had great relevance to the culture and made a big impact. The Christians in Antioch continuously prayed their boots off. Our team is praying already, and we're praying for them too on Monday mornings and open to God on Wednesday evenings. So please do join in that praying. The Christians in Antioch were hospitable. That was a hallmark of all the early churches across the Middle East, which in turn created dozens of wonderful worshipping communities. They worshipped in their homes. They cared for each other in their homes. They ate together in their homes. And if you've been to The Apprentice here on a Sunday night where we're getting ready to plant, you'll realize that our team is just like that too. The Christians in Antioch shared their faith. They were very effective. And our team's greatest wish is to share God's generous grace, his astonishing, powerful, healing love with those moving on to the development in North Ely. One of the things which Jesus asked the people he sent out to do was to offer peace and to find people of peace. In our second reading in Luke, Jesus encourages them to look for a person of peace. One story from our previous church where we were on a new housing development, there was one family in a road who we probably met them in the street, and they started coming along to the church. And they opened their house up to, they weren't Christians, but they opened their house up to us, and they were very hospitable to people in their road. And by the time we left, exactly half of their road had become Christians at St. Peter's, where we were before. They were a person of peace, and it's those sorts of people of peace that we'll be looking for on the new development to help us grow and partner with. The Christians in Antioch remained united with the sending church, if you like. They'd actually fled. They hadn't actually been sent by the Christians in Jerusalem, but they had fled Jerusalem to go to Antioch as refugees. We're doing things slightly different. We're sending a group of people to North Ely. But that link with us will remain. We'll be one unit. We'll be united. Financially, we'll be one unit. We'll have one PCC. We'll continue to have one St. Mary's PCC. And we'll unite once a quarter to come together and worship together. Maybe this service will decamp to the school on a Sunday morning so there's room for all of us to meet together and celebrate. You will also notice that the Christians in Antioch were generous to the sending church. They sent some of their best resources when the church in Jerusalem was suffering drought. There was a prophecy which came to pass, and the Christians in Antioch were so generous, they sent money and people to Jerusalem to help out. So this is a two-way thing. It's not a one-way thing of us just sending a team to North Ely and supporting them. You never know, we might need them back here in the future. And finally, the Christians in Antioch, really, they became a church in the end, responsible for starting other new communities. The churches in the New Testament, they grew as people moved from one community to another, and more churches were planted. And so the dream is that the new church in North Ely will not just be a church by itself, but it in turn will send another one to the second school that's being developed in North Ely, about 5 or 6 years away, but there will be another primary school in North Ely. That's the way the early church grew, and interestingly, it's the way many Church of England churches are growing today in the UK. So I hope, and my ask is that everybody this morning gets behind what we believe God is calling us to do, to renew and refresh our morning congregations on a Sunday, and to find teams to help us find the way forward, to transform this building back into the beautiful and multifunctional building it was originally, open 16 hours a day, hopefully, and to plant a congregation in North Ely, hopefully on Easter Day 2016. We hope the bishop will be here during the spring and that we'll launch on Easter Day 2016 in the school. We all have a part to play in this. We can all pray, we can all give financially, and we can all serve. None of this will be easy. That's why we need to pray. Jesus said he was sending the 72 out as lambs among wolves. And I think our team probably will feel a little bit about that, like that, when they get there. But all things are possible with God. And as in prayer we tune into his dreams and are filled with his Holy Spirit, we can have confidence in him. So we need to pray together, individually, all the time, for the things that we're hoping God will do through us here at St. Mary's. And we all have a chance to act and serve. There is a place for everybody. Every single person in this building, whether you've been coming all your life or you've just started this week, you have a place here, you have a role here. There is a shape, there's a hole shaped like you here at St. Mary's. We're going to conduct a survey in October to get your feedback on some of the plans and ideas. And also, if you feel like you have gifts you'd like to bring, that will be an opportunity again for you to let us know. But don't be afraid. Come anytime and talk to us about that. We're still putting the leaders' teams together for the 9 o'clock and the 10:30 service. So if you feel that might be you, please approach me. That would be interesting. And also, I'd encourage everybody to give significantly to the church financially. It's a privilege to belong to this church. We have two very healthy congregations. We conduct numerous weddings, baptisms, funerals. We engage with the community. We serve the community. Many, many people are involved in doing that, but it does take a significant amount of money, and that will increase significantly as we go forward. So I do pray that each person here will think about that and take seriously. And if you're not giving weekly by envelope or monthly by standing order, then please do try and do that. That will be wonderful. And don't forget to gift aid it so that the government gives us the bit on top. And also, if you'd like to do as Debbie and I are doing, we're putting a legacy in our wills. So if any of you feel you want to do that and offer St. Mary's something in your will at the end, that would be wonderful too. I'd like us to pray. It'd be nice if we could stand, if you're willing to stand and pray for some of these things now. That would be great. Thank you. Father, we thank you for the adventure that you have taken this church on over the last 800 years. And we pray as we try and listen to you and try and plot the way forward for the next 100 years or so, we do pray, Father, that we would be open to you, that you'd inspire us. We pray that you would help us to stay on our knees praying regularly, that you would help us to play our part in serving here, and that you'd help us to give sacrificially to this church so that its future is secure. Father, please be at the center of everything we hope for. We offer it all to you. May your Holy Spirit guide us, inspire us, and take us forward on that journey. Help us to leave the bag of worries behind and to stride forward in confidence with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.